Kramer and I have crossed paths at a Super Bowl. Jerry is here as this year, as he is every year, for Blimpy, who suggests to you that, hey, just order a whole bunch of sandwiches for the game and you're covered.
Hey, what a simple way to take care of Super Bowl Sunday. Get a tray of Blimpies, a healthy product, a tasty product, a great product, a reasonable product, and no mess, no fuss, no muss.
There's never been a Super Bowl game in New York. Oh, I should tell you a little bit of background on Jerry first. Jerry Kramer, by the way, happy birthday.
Thank you.
This is last week.
Thank you. It was.
You turned
last
78.
Eight. Yeah.
78. 11-year career with the legendary Packers. That team that won five titles and two Super Bowls. Five-time Pro Bowls. And, you know, I just stumbled across this note. We talk about the great drafts in the history of the world. The Packers in the 58 draft got Jim Taylor, Ray Nitschke, and you.
And Dan Curry.
And oh my goodness.
Dan Curry was the number one draft choice, All-American from Michigan State. Michigan State.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Jerry had a legendary career with the Packers. But the title game, the NFL, AFL, once they merged Super Bowl, has never been to New York. But there was a legendary title game in New York. And that was 1962.
Oh, yes.
52 years ago. In which the Packers, well, I'll let you describe the weather. We in Dallas remember the Ice Bowl. It was, by the way, you moved just a little early.
That's a loomer. I actually was looking at some films 10 years after the Ice Bowl, and things had died down a little bit, and I'm out in L.A. working on a motivational film I made called The Habit of Winning, and we had that picture, the sneak in the film, and we ran it back on super slow, and Bowman had a tendency to cock the ball. He moved
That's the starting center for Green Bay.
He moved it slightly up.
And then what?
And then brought it back. As he moved it up, I came. I moved.
Whoa.
So I'm right with him, and I got a great start. And it really wasn't offside, but it could look like that to a novice, you know, somebody who didn't understand how great
we
were.
You mean somebody like an NFL official? Well, I think we can agree to one thing. You wouldn't have wanted to try that on fourth and six.
Mm. You know, it was that's an incredible situation, Norm. I don't know if you recall the drive, the final drive that started with 4 minutes and 35 seconds. The 31 plays prior to that drive, 10 possessions, we gained a minus 9 yards.
No!
Minus 9 yards against that Cowboy defense. And then all of a sudden, we go 65 yards. I asked Bart one time not too long ago, I said, what possessed you? Because I didn't know this. I didn't know these statistics till about 5-6 years ago. And I told Bart, and he said, Jerry, I don't remember that way. I don't think that's right. I told Fuzzy, no, that's not right. Wayne Larrabee, the voice of the Packers, went back to the archives, got the original play-by-play sheets. He had told me that we had gained no yards, and I said, I don't believe that. And he said, Jerry, you not only didn't gain any yards, you lost nine.
In the 10 prior possessions.
31, 10 possessions, 31 plays.
And then suddenly a 65-yard comes out of nowhere to beat the Cowboys in the Ice Bowl.
I asked Skoronski, or Bart, I said, what possessed you to think you could take that team for 65 yards when 31 plays, you don't make a yard, you lose nine? What are you thinking about? He said, Jerry, I started to say something. I came in the huddle, and I looked in your eyes, and I looked in Forrest's eyes, and I looked in Ski's eyes, and I knew I didn't need to say anything. You knew what we had to do, and all I said was, okay, let's go. So, I don't know, Norm. You know, you reach down for something at that time. You don't know what you're reaching for. You don't know what it's called. You don't know if you find it. But somehow, you find something. And I think we found Lombardi's principles.
5 years before that, before there was a Super Bowl, before the Ice Bowl, all that stuff, you played here in a now stadium that's gone. You played in Yankee Stadium. First of all, It's legendary, the Ice Bowl conditions. If you would quickly describe those conditions that day at Yankee Stadium. It was cold.
The Ice Bowl or the 62 game?
Yeah, the 62 game.
62 game, the wind was whipping. I mean, it was 35, 40 miles an hour. I came out of the locker room at halftime, and we had little square benches without a back on them.
Nice.
Where we were sitting on, right? And those benches had been blown 10 yards past the sideline out onto the field. The wind had just tumbled them out on the field. The cloaks were strewn all over the area, right? And I aimed the last field goal I kicked in the game. I kicked three, and the last one was from around 40 yards. I aimed 10 yards outside the right upright. And the wind swirling in the stadium brought it straight into the middle of the upright, and we went on.
I know what some people might be thinking. Wait a minute. Jerry Kramer's the right guard of the Packers. He's not the field goal kicker. Yes, he was the field goal kicker. In fact, kicked for 3 years.
No.
And on that day, there were only 23 points scored in that game total by the two teams. Jerry scored 10 of them.
Yep.
Three field goals and an extra point.
Yep.
And, by the way, you were part of the touchdown, which was another classic Jim Taylor bullying in touchdown.
Yep.
You know, we tend to focus on your Super Bowls. And we don't tend to focus on where the legend started. And it started back there. Back in the late 50s with the drafts and the early 60s with the championships.
Yep.
When you look back on a game, what game stands out to you? We would all think the first Super Bowl. We would think the Ice Bowl, which is a classic matchup. What stands out for you? If there's one game you could replay and relive, which one would it be?
Oh, boy. No, a lot of maybe one of the Bear games in 63.
Really?
We got beat twice that year by the Bears. And they went on to the championship, and that was pretty painful. The Bear-Packer rivalry is ancient and full of animosity.
Yeah,
and,
full of animosity.
I mean, I'm a rookie in Green Bay, and I'm walking out of a store. I bought a newspaper and a magazine, and this little white-haired lady, beautiful little lady, glasses and a pocketbook and dressed nice and grandma type, you know. And she said, are you a football player? I goes, yes, ma'am, I am. I said, you ready for those son of the bank and blank, blank, blank Bears? my mouth flew open. Yes, ma'am, I think we are. Yes, ma'am. And so I went, wow, what is that? Yeah. I mean, I thought professional football coming out of college, I thought there was a lot of college rah-rah spirit, but I didn't think the pros were that way. I didn't think they were even close to that.
What do you think Vince Lombardi would think about what this has grown into?
I don't know. I think he'd be stunned, Norm. I think everybody is stunned. I think the closest we can come to is Pete Rozelle. There was the Super Bowl 25 Silver Anniversary game and book and team that I was a part of. And in that Silver Anniversary book, there's a story about Pete Rozelle, our commissioner for 25 years, sitting with Bill Granholm, his longtime assistant. And they're looking over Super Bowl 11. And the pomp and the display and all of
what they thought was pomp and
what
display.
What they thought was sensational, right? And Pete Rozelle looks at Granny and says, Granny, did you ever believe it would get this big?
By the way, that championship game in New York, do you still have the game ball? Because you were given the game ball.
Yes, sir. I do.
Now,
I
they gave
Nitschke
the car.
The game Corvette.
For being MVP, and they gave you the ball.
Yeah. That's a lineman's life. That's the way it works for a lineman. That's normal.
At this Super Bowl, it's supposed to be cold, okay? Not cold like those games,
yeah.
Okay? But they've handed out, we got in our little media pack, these little things you put in your shoes that heat your feet. What do you think Vince Lombardi would have said if on the morning of the Ice Bowl you'd have said, hey, coach, they've got these little packets to put in our feet to warm them up?
You don't need any of that stuff. Get it out of here. Get it out of the locker room. Take it out. Throw it away. Get it in the trash can.
I have to bring one more fact to the table. Jerry's here with us. Jerry Kramer's with us, the Packer great, here with us thanks to Blimpie. And this is a hard game. We're seeing so in all the grants and the settlements now and all that stuff. I don't want to go post-career. While you were a player, how many surgeries did you have?
Oh, golly. Let's see. I chipped a vertebrae in my neck and had surgery. I had a detached retina and had surgery. I had a broken thumb. Didn't need surgery for that. I had a broken leg, separated bones in the ankle. Needed surgery to put a pin in the ankle and pull it back together. I had also had broken ribs and a few concussions and odds and ends. And then, actually, when I was playing, I had suffered a childhood accident where I ran a stick from my groin almost out my back.
Oh!
A sharp, spear-shaped object that came within a half inch of coming out my back. And they removed about a 7.5-inch splinter about as big as your thumb from my back. And 11 years later, in 64, we developed some problems. So I had about 9 operations that year. I went to Mayo to have some slivers removed or to have them look at me. And they found a tumor on my liver, a fungus. Resected the intestine, which burst about 3 days later. So I have a colostomy now, and I go down to 192 pounds, and I'm a very sick puppy at this time. So I go back to Green Bay, and they operate on me and find 3 more slivers that had been in there for 11 years, and that was the beginning of the healing.
I've lost track. 20? Yeah. 25
I've had 27 major surgeries with anesthetic. Yeah.
That's enough. That's enough. You've reached your quota.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
You're done.
Yep.
Thanks for the Doctors Association, AMA, would like to thank you very much for your contributions. Jerry, it's always great to see you.
Thank you. Thank
God
you very
you.
Much.
Be
appreciate
well.
It.
Be well. Enjoy
thank
your
you,
time back in New
thank
York.
You. Thank
that
you.
Thank you. Jerry Kramer.
Always great to be with you.
And with you. One of the legendary Packer players with us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.